So we're very lucky today. We have a guest speaker from the NATO Association of Canada. Magdalena Sermas came all the way from Burlington today. You guys know where Burlington is?
Yeah.
On the other side of Toronto, along the lake. Yeah. And she's here to talk to you guys about some really interesting opportunities with the NATO Association and about NATO itself. So it's all yours.
Perfect. Welcome, guys. Thank you so much for this opportunity. As Mr. Barter mentioned, my name is Magdalena Sirma, and I am a program editor at the NATO Association of Canada. I am the program editor of a program which is referred to as Global Horizons, and it is a youth outreach program geared towards educating the youth about NATO, the NATO Association of Canada, the members that are currently involved with NATO, and the work that we do. In terms of my background, I successfully completed an honors BA in legal studies at the University of Waterloo. After that, I completed a master's in public service at the University of Waterloo as well. After completing my master's, I then went on to attend Harvard Law School, where I completed the executive education program in leadership and negotiation. Currently, I'm completing my LLB, which is a law degree, at the University of London through an international program where I complete the program online. So I finished my first year, and now I'm working at NATO while completing my second year. In terms of the work that I do, I oftentimes interview diplomats, government officials, people who are in the public sector. And I find this work very rewarding because it provides me with an opportunity to not only interact with members of the community that make a significant difference in terms of world issues and politics, but it allows me to learn something new every day. By meeting with people, interviewing these diplomats, interviewing consul generals, and by having an opportunity to speak with politicians, I learned something new about the relationship between Canada and other countries. So to begin, I did introduce myself. I would like for everyone to state who you are, state your name, what you plan on doing after high school, what areas of international law, international relations, and perhaps politics, what areas interest you overall, and how you plan on making a difference. So we'll start off with you.
Okay, so my name's Libby. For after high school, I want to go to a university and teach primary international law, I guess, I'm interested in. Make a difference, say just get more involved in the community area.
Great.
My name's Tariana. After high school, I want to go into psychology. And I guess to help people, I would help with psychology for like mental illnesses.
That's great. That's great.
Oh, I'm Kearney. I want to go into actuarial science. I guess helping out the community more and volunteering would be my way to help.
And that's a really great thing to do. I think volunteering and being actively involved in your community is certainly something that you guys should all be involved in. And I'll talk to you guys about opportunities available in terms of volunteer work at the NATO Association of Canada later on.
My name is Thanos, and after high school, I plan on going to music. And I'm not really sure how I plan on making a difference, but I guess
to help the community, I'll probably volunteer a lot. So I'm just like that.
My name's Alex. After high school, I want to go to law, possibly international law. And I want to
My name is Omar. After university, I think I'm going to go into law. That's sort of the plan right now. And I did volunteer with the Liberals in the last election, and I think maybe joining a political party in the future would be cool. So national politics interests me a lot.
Great.
Hi, I'm Shrigar. I'm interested in astrophysics or astronomy after high school. So how I'm not sure how I'd help out after possibly university, but I'd probably look into different parts, really like what political parties do, or maybe volunteer or help out somewhere.
I'm Julia. After high school, I want to go into psychology, hopefully to become a child psychologist. So I would help out in that way, and I'd also love to do an exchange within the next few years to a developing country.
I'm Robin, and I guess after high school, I'd like to go into like a geography and a global development program at university. So I guess I'm more interested in international politics. To help out, I'd like to work with the environmental sustainability within developing countries to improve that.
My name is Natalia, and after high school, I'd like to go into university for either design or global and international issues. And to help out, I'd probably try to raise more awareness on global issues.
I'm Diana. I don't know what I'm going to do after high school, but I'm going to continue involvement in the hospital.
I'm Matt, and I'm probably going to go into psychology.
I'm Isabel. After high school, I'm going to go into like international stuff, maybe do a law degree. I'm looking at doing some humanitarian aid in Africa. And yeah,
I'm
excited.
I'm Donovan, and I'm thinking of going into journalism and communications. I'm currently talking to Adrian Harewood from CBC to see if I can receive a potential co-op.
And that's very important, you guys, in terms of being active. You want to start looking at opportunities, networking with people, making sure that you not only engage, but you follow up with the people that you meet at certain events.
I'm the RA. I'm not really sure what I want to do after high school to help out more, I guess, volunteering more.
I'm Callie. I have no idea.
It's wonderful. So the beauty behind world issues, international relations and affairs, is that there's so many different elements in world issues. With my background, I mostly studied public service and legal studies. I never thought that I would be a program editor of Global Horizons. After doing some research and after applying to a few positions, I was fortunate enough to be provided with this placement and with this position. And I quickly learned that my background in law, in legal studies, in politics, public service, really helped me a lot. So the one thing that I encourage all of you to do is to continue studying, pursue education. Education is something that no one can take away from you, and it will help shape you and your future. Whether you study psychology, you decide to study politics or geography, that's certainly something that will help not only brighten your future, but it will expose you to a world where you can see different perspectives and obtain an understanding based on different work done by scholars, by professionals, by people who are at that academic level. With my personal experience studying at the University of Waterloo, I always wanted to have the opportunity to travel. With my background, both of my parents came to Canada from Poland, not knowing English at all. And they were able to work hard and to become successful through business and through networking, meeting people, and interacting that way. So my main point is that when you're young, if you want to study, I encourage you to study. If you want to travel, definitely travel. That's a huge asset. A lot of my friends, a lot of the program editors at NATO are well-traveled. They're well-versed, and they've had a lot of exposure to different cultures, different languages, and different parts of the world. So having a second language and understanding of a second language is a huge asset. How many of you can speak another language other than English here?
Yeah.
How many of you use that language at home or outside of the home? Most of you. So now, for those of you who don't know a second language, that's okay. That's the main point is that it's good to have an understanding of different cultures. Even if you don't understand a second language, in order to understand a country well and to understand the impact of certain decisions, it's always crucial to have a solid understanding as to the culture of a region that you're examining. So in terms of NATO, how many of you have heard of NATO before? Do you know what NATO stands for? Come on, say it. Okay.
Oh, I got that right.
You got it right. Yes, so the North Atlantic Treaty Association. All of you have been provided with a huge package with multiple handouts, but this is the first one we're going to look at right now. So NATO was established in 1949. The main goals of NATO is to safeguard the freedom and security of its members through political and military means. NATO promotes democratic values and encourages cooperation on defense and a variety of security issues. In terms of military work, NATO is committed to peaceful resolution when disputes take place. If diplomatic efforts fail, it has the military capacity for intervention. These are carried through various modes, such as the UN mandate alone or in cooperation with other countries and international organizations. Currently, NATO has 28 members. If you turn the page, you'll see all of the members that are a part of NATO. Canada joined in 1949, as did Belgium, Denmark, France, and a few of the other countries you can see on this beautiful list, along with the United States of America. Poland, 1999, and not too long ago, Croatia and Albania joined in 2009. So since you guys know a little bit about what NATO is, what NATO stands for, why do you think such an organization would need to exist?
It was created after the Second World War, so it was the first defense force, so that something like that would happen again, if the North Atlantic Treaty Organization could work together to stop that from happening.
Exactly. So it was established after the war, the Second World War, and the intent was to strengthen the nation, strengthen the relationship between countries, while also having a strong military base that was established in order to protect each member. Each member that is currently affiliated with NATO works closely with other members that are a part of the organization. Now, the point of NATO is to not only promote security, but peaceful resolution is ultimately the main motive. Going to war and fighting is not the first goal. Sitting down with another member, another country that's creating conflict, to try to resolve the issue peacefully before resorting to that force is what the goal is.